We begin our second set of news items with a lucky owner being reunited with their mobile phone. A phone that went missing at a garage event in the city had its own wild time before turning up at a pub a mile away. Owner of the phone, Alicia Radford, travelled from Dister, Norwich to attend the Artful Dodger brunch party at Junkyard Market with her friend. They met at the train station before heading to the venue on Duke Street on May the 24th and were looking forward to a fun day out. While at the event, Mrs. Radford said she asked a member of the team if she could leave her phone with them to charge. Later, the friends returned to the bar to collect the iPhone, but it was nowhere to be seen. After rigorous searches of the venue, both during and after the event, the phone was still missing, and Mrs. Radford feared she would never see it again. Days later, it was discovered the phone had made its way to the pub Pogue Mahon's on Prince of Wales Road, about a half a mile away from the Junkyard Market. It turns out Nathan Pierce, who also attended the event with his partner and a group of friends, had mistaken his phone for hers.
A mobile dental clinic is delivering vital access to people facing barriers to treatment. The service is part of a partnership between dental charity DentAid and the Norfolk Community Foundation, with clinics in Galston and Norwich. Dental care was being delivered at food hubs that are part of the Foundation's Nourishing Norfolk network, targeting vulnerable individuals who may not have seen a dentist in years. DentAid's mobile units offer oral health advice and treatments, including extractions and fillings, for those unable to access traditional dental services. Each of DentAid's 12 units is fully equipped and travels to locations such as community centres and hostels, bringing care to people in familiar and supportive environments. The June clinics were held at Shrublands Youth and Adult Centre in Galston and the Soul Foundation in Norwich. Since February, 5 clinics have taken place through the project, with 5 more planned before the end of 2026. A story to bring the smile to your face.
The chairwoman of a village hall is looking to offer a variety of new activities after upgrading the site. Angela Humphrey has been overwhelmed by the interest from clubs and societies hoping to become permanent hirers of the Margaret Harker Hall in Blowfield. The hall first opened in November 1923 and is funded by regular users, including Blowfield District Gardening Club and Blowfield Preschool. But in March 2027, the preschool is moving to a new location. Ahead of the move, Ms. Humphrey has been busy securing essential funding to transform the village hall and launch a series of new events. She said the most recent grant from Love Norfolk is paying for blackout blinds in the hall. This will allow us to put on monthly children's cinema club and start Clubbersize, glow-in-the-dark disco dancing with neon clothing. We also received a £4,000 grant from a family in Blowfield.
Time to get your neon clothing out.
That sounds good to me.
It was once the main entrance into the city, where folk lined the road cheering as monarchs paraded along on visits to Norwich. But now, St Stephen's Street has become a shabby shadow of its former glory days. Shoppers have described recent attempts to rejuvenate the high street as disappointing, with discount stores and betting shops taking over the road. In 2023, the council spent £6.1 million in an ambitious endeavour to revitalise St Stephen's Street, while plans to transform the former Wilko and Poundland stores were recently revealed. But many living in Norwich are underwhelmed by the schemes and want more independent businesses to help revive the struggling high street. Although shoppers are still put off by the empty units and the street's tired look, new stores have opened and there are plans in the pipeline for more flats. Home Values and Forbidden Planet have already moved into the street. In addition, ALB Group plans to convert the former Wilko and Poundland site, which closed in late 2023, into 70 one-bedroom flats for young professionals.
An aviation firm based at Norwich Airport has suffered a data breach that compromised the personal information of staff. KLM UK Engineering said the breach occurred at the end of April and saw hackers gain remote access to a HR drive storing employees' information and records. The drive included personal and contact details, identification and national insurance numbers, car registrations, absence and health records, and bank details. The company, which is part of Dutch airline KLM's engineering arm, said it had identified the breach on April the 28th and took appropriate immediate containment actions. In the 5 weeks since the incident, we have not been aware of any direct negative impact for our people or KLM UK engineering. We continue to monitor the situation.
A leading string quartet is set to perform alongside students at a special concert. The Victoria String Quartet will take to the stage with young musicians from Norwich School in a programme supported by the charity Music in the Burnhams. The concert takes place at the Octagon Unitarian Chapel in Norwich on Tuesday, June the 30th, beginning at 6 p.m. Music in the Burnhams, a registered charity formed in 2021, focuses on making classical music accessible to wider audiences. The event is part of its expanded concert schedule in Norwich and follows a successful collaboration with Norwich School earlier this year. This concert also supports the charity's fundraising efforts for Norfolk and Waveney Mind, as it aims to raise £20,000 this year to support wellbeing projects for young people. Tickets are priced at £25 and can be booked via musicintheburnhams.com.